The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This is on Paramount Plus, and it's called The Revenge Club. I keep going to call it The Divorce Club,
as it is central to the whole thing.
Very much so. So it begins with six characters who are all recently divorced and not taking it very well at all. And The Divorce Club is run by
The Revenge Club. Well, it becomes The Revenge.
I'm doing it.
It becomes The Revenge Club.
The Revenge Club, but The Divorce Club is run by this kind of guy who seems like he doesn't know a huge amount. Why don't I give you a little flavour of how it begins?
Welcome to Divorce Support Circle. I'm Malcolm Sagittarius, licensed therapist and divorce survivor. Now, over the next 8 sessions, we're here to figure out how to stop being angry and start moving on. What's your name and what brings you here?
Former Sergeant Major, British Army, 26 years, mainly infantry, married to Sue for 20. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm an imposter. My old man said that when women reach 40, they'll go mad. And that's what's happened to Sue. She told me to come here, so that's why I'm here. And hopefully she'll get over all this nonsense.
I'm not sure there's much hope for him.
He's in denial. Yeah. So he's played brilliantly. That's Stephen, played brilliantly by Douglas Henshaw. And he's an ex-army man. And he's there because his wife wants him to go. But he hasn't copped on. She's gone.
I was just thinking the misogyny classes in that Andrea was talking about. Your man could do with a few of those, I think.
Quite possibly. But he does contain multitudes, like we all do, as it goes on. And what I like about this show is we think we get a sense of these 5-6 characters in the Revenge Club / Divorce Club. We also, you know, straight away we think we know who they are, but there are layers to them. We also have Callum, who is this Scottish guy whose wife is being really mean to him about access to the child. It's headed largely, this Revenge Club, by Emily, played, who you would know, and she's somewhat unrecognisable from Slow Horses, played brilliantly by Amy Fionn Edwards. And her husband was having it away with her best friend. Her best friend also took her PR company that she ran because she was in such disarray after her husband left her. And they're now living in her house, which is pretty awful.
Now, I watched the beginning of that episode, the very first episode, and the moment where she comes into her best friend, who lives obviously close by, and says, my husband's having an affair. And the other one saying, no, he's probably just looking for time out. It'll be okay. And she says, oh, well, maybe you're right. I'll just ring him now. So she rings him and
we hear the phone going off upstairs, and she's also drinking Chardonnay at 6 in the morning. So this is a very dark scene. So why don't I give you another little flavour of it? This is, so what happens, as the name implies, is they go to this club to try and get over the divorce, but it doesn't seem to be working. But they meet in a pub afterwards and they share war stories, and it slowly morphs into, wouldn't it be nice, we don't know what level, but to possibly get a little revenge on people.
So I went to the house, dropped the keys off, and there they all were. Turns out her parents had bought them the house. Dan's name might be on the deeds, but he hadn't even bothered telling me.
What kind of people do that?
So your best friend stole your husband, and then she stole your company.
I couldn't face work for months, and then her dad offered me peanuts to buy it just to keep the lights on, apparently, but I was too wrecked to care. Yeah.
Job. And now they're both living in your house.
You just want to hurt them, don't you? Scream at them. Make them feel what you feel.
I've got a confession. I'm not here by choice. I was ordered by a court because I may have punched Charlotte in the face.
Just may have yes, punched Charlotte in the face.
And I should also mention there's two other characters that round out this circle. Rachel, and what I really like about this is that they're all quite well written, is this daughter of a rich daddy, it seems, who's independently wealthy, married to, is it too early to say Jackass? I don't think it is. This kind of influencer who's into fitness. And then we also have Taj, who's this chap whose family run an Indian restaurant and his wife has left him, but is staying in the restaurant to, in essence, take it over. So all the characters, we get a sense of who their exes are, and they're all brilliantly kind of written. And it dovetails into this. It's not a, it, you know, people get hurt, right? The clues in the title. It begins as kind of, let's start maybe exacting some revenge.
Is it slightly comedic? I mean, I've only seen a little bit of it, so I'm not sure.
It's very funny at times, but also very dark. So it is that old age-old phrase we use, dramedy, but a brilliant dramedy. And what I like about it is each episode begins with one of the six from the group at the start of it. And we know, and it's not a spoiler, in the first episode we hear about a dead body. So suffice to say, the revenge ratchets up a notch or two as the series goes on.
Now, you mentioned Slow Horses in passing there, yeah, about that actress, Amy Fionn Edwards. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out who she was in Slow Horses. But that and Down Cemetery Road, also inspired by Mick Herron's books,
yeah,
are this dramedy thing. There's so much humour in them.
Oh, absolutely. And that seems to be the sweet spot for TV these days. It's like, you know, smarter people than me have figured out that what people want to watch is something with heart, but with laughs as well. Now, there are exceptions. This year we talked about things like, you know, Task and All Her Fault, which there are no laughs in, but there are a lot of laughs in this. Not everyone is loving this, and I'm surprised. I think this is really good. I won't say escapism, because it's about death and revenge, but it's very entertaining, and you will be guessing. Sorry.
No, I'm just looking at the text screen and I was thinking, I haven't seen that show. It says, loving the celibate life, especially after listening to that. She was referring to the SDI item we had.
Oh, sorry. What?
So
I mean, things
I
have slowed down. It's hardly
there.
Celibacy.
What is in screen time this week?
I have a bumper show this week.
Tell
I know I
more.
Say that every week. Steve Coogan and Aina Hartwick, who play Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy respectively, both talk to me about Saipan. There's more, I hear you say, John.
Yes, there is.
Toni Collette, Timothy Spall and Andrea Riseborough on a new Netflix movie called Goodbye June. And there's more, John. Yes, there is. SpongeBob SquarePants, for some, the greatest cartoon of recent years. Mm. There's a new movie out. I am talking to the man who voices SpongeBob. What's his name? Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny, no
yeah.
less.
And
no relation.
He came to Ireland and he met lots of Tom Kenny.
But SpongeBob SquarePants, I think you're spending too much time with your children.
Quite possibly, yes, indeed I am. It's not for the ones trying to get away.
Have you seen Saipan, the movie?
Oh, I have. I reviewed it on your show during the summer when it was at the... It's amazing. You will love it. It's 90 minutes and it reopens the Civil War. And by the end of it, I think you're left with exactly what view you had before you came in, because it's fair to both of them by the end of it.
Or equally unfair.
Exactly. But your man, Aina Hartwick, I shouldn't call him your man, Aina Hartwick, he is brilliant as Keane. You know that tautness, and he's a Buddhist at one stage and then he's screaming horrible things at Mick McCarthy. He captures that brilliantly. It's
it
a great
Mick,
watch.
Mick was not that pleased.
I can't see how either of them would be pleased by the portrayal whatsoever. But Steve Coogan is brilliant in it as Mick McCarthy, playing that northern kind of Englishman. He's terrific in it. SpongeBob is the highlight on the show this week, I'm telling you, though.
Looking forward to screen time. Available?
Available as a podcast on Friday and then on Saturday at 6. I do have a Christmas Day show as well, if you want to hear Christmas movies and Christmas music, at 11 o'clock on Christmas Day. And I'll play some strange music from my strange head as well. You
Very
know?
Good, John. No doubt Billy Joel.
I don't think there's any Billy Joel, but maybe I should stick one in. I'll check with Cormac if there's room.
All right, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for, I'm afraid, today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.